This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have more than once on this program declared inflation dead, mostly dead. It might be time to stop doing that. We got numbers on inflation at the consumer level today. The CPI, it's called, up 0.3%. That is more than expected once you take out food and energy costs. Core CPI is what that's called. So Janet Yellen headed out the door of the Federal Reserve at the end of the month, wrapping up 4 years of trying and failing by her own account to figure out why inflation has been so low. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to give us the inflation big picture.
First thing I did to check on inflation this morning, head to my local coffee shop.
Anything else you can get?
That's it.
Where I haven't seen the coffee prices go up much lately. And checking the government report, roast coffee is only up 1.3% since last year. There are pockets of higher inflation, like prescription drugs, hospital care, and the cost of rent. But Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network says he sees little overall sign of accelerating inflation. Wholesale prices actually fell last month.
Are we really going to see more inflation? And the answer certainly seems to be not yet.
But I put it to him, with unemployment low, economic theory predicts employers will have to raise wages to find workers, then raise prices to pay for the higher wages.
The problem I have with the notion that somehow inflation has to accelerate at some point is we've been saying that for years, and we've been wrong.
David Schick at Consumer Edge Research says structural changes to the economy, like e-commerce, may keep retailers from raising prices more or less permanently.
Consumers are enabled with data, with their smartphones, to understand where good pricing is.
But Schick does see warning signs that inflation could accelerate. Gasoline is up 10% year over year.
So when fuel prices go up, it eventually shows up in the food price or in the cotton price that could show up in the price of a t-shirt.
Plus, some big companies have announced pay hikes lately, which could drive up wage inflation nationwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.